Smart English Today, SET, Intermediate 2, Intensive Listening. Title, How Snow Happens.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu akan mendengar kembali monolog tentang terjadinya salju. Bersiaplah untuk menjawab pertanyaan yang diberikan.
Please listen carefully. Smart listeners, have you ever seen snow? Do you know how snow happens? Well, today we are going to listen to Melissa telling her friends about how snow happens.
Number one, snow is solid precipitation that consists of tiny ice crystals. Number two, it is a weather phenomenon that can lead to potential disruption to the daily lives of people who live in places where it is cold enough to snow. Number three, snow is formed when tiny ice crystals in clouds stick together to become snowflakes. Number four, the ice crystals become heavy enough to fall to the ground if enough of them stick together. Number five, precipitation falls as snow when the air temperature is below 2 degrees Celsius. Number six, the falling snow begins to melt as soon as the temperature rises. But as the melting process begins, the air around the snowflake is cooled. Number seven, if the temperature is warmer than 2 degrees Celsius, then the snowflake will melt and fall as sleet rather than snow. Number eight, it becomes a kind of icy rain. Number nine, the size and makeup of a snowflake depends on how many ice crystals group together. Number 10, it is determined by air temperatures. Number 11, when the temperature is slightly warmer than 0 degrees Celsius, the snowflakes will melt around the edges and stick together to become big, heavy flakes. Number 12, this creates wet snow, which is great for making snowmen and snowballs. Number 13, snowflakes that fall through cold, dry air produce light, powdery snow that does not stick together. Number 14, this creates dry snow, which is ideal for snow sports like skiing or snowboarding, but it is more likely to drift in windy weather.
Sahabat cerdas, sekarang jawablah soal-soal berikut. Pilih salah satu jawaban yang benar menurut pendapatmu.
Answer the questions by choosing A, B, C, or D. Question number one. What are snowflakes? A. The moist temperature in clouds. B. The disruption caused by snow. C. Masses of tiny ice crystals in clouds. B. The cold and dry weather in clouds. Question number two. What happens if the mass of tiny ice crystals in the clouds becomes bigger and heavier? A. It will melt. B. It will lead to disruptions. C. It will produce powdery snow. D. It will fall to the ground as snow. Question number three. What is sleet? As in the part, if the temperature is warmer than 2 degrees centigrade, then the snowflake will melt and fall as sleet rather than snow. A. Water. B. Ice crystals. C. Snowflakes. D. Icy rain. Question number 4. When do snowflakes fall as powdery snow? A. When they fall through moist air. B. When they fall through cold, dry air. C. When they melt in the atmosphere. D. When the air temperature is warmer than 2 degrees centigrade. Question number 5. In the monologue, the speaker mentions when the temperature is slightly warmer than 0 degrees centigrade, the snowflakes will melt around the edges. The word slightly has the same meaning as A. A little. B. Exactly. C. Closely. D. Precisely.
Sahabat cerdas, ayo kita bahas jawaban soal-soal tadi. Soal nomor 1 berbunyi...
Question number 1. What are snowflakes? A. The moist temperature in clouds. B. The disruption caused by snow. C. Masses of tiny ice crystals in clouds. B. The cold and dry weather in clouds.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah...
C. Masses of tiny ice crystals in the clouds.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan apa yang dimaksud dengan...
Snowflakes.
Atau kepingan salju. Menurut monolog tadi...
Snowflakes.
Adalah...
Tiny ice crystals in the clouds that stick together.
Kumpulan kristal-kristal es kecil di awan yang menjadi satu. Jadi, jawaban yang paling benar adalah...
C. Masses of tiny ice crystals in clouds.
Kita lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal nomor 2.
Question number 2. What happens if the mass of tiny ice crystals in the clouds becomes bigger and heavier? A. It will melt. B. It will lead to disruptions. C. It will produce powdery snow. D. It will fall to the ground as snow.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah...
D. It will fall to the ground as snow.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan apa yang terjadi jika kumpulan kristal es di awan menjadi semakin besar dan berat. Berdasarkan monolog,
snow is formed when tiny ice crystals in clouds stick together to become snowflakes. The ice crystals become heavy enough to fall to the ground if enough of them stick together.
Salju terbentuk jika kristal-kristal es kecil berkumpul di awan dan menjadi kepingan salju. Kristal-kristal es yang berkumpul tersebut menjadi cukup berat untuk jatuh ke bumi. Jelaskan bahwa...
D. It will fall to the ground as snow.
Kepingan salju yang berat akan jatuh ke bumi sebagai salju. Adalah jawaban yang paling tepat. Yuk lanjutkan ke pembahasan soal berikutnya.
Question number 3. What is sleet? As in the part, if the temperature is warmer than 2 degrees centigrade, then the snowflake will melt and fall as sleet rather than snow. A. Water. B. Ice crystals. C. Snowflakes. D. Icy rain.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah...
D. Icy rain.
Mengapa demikian? Soal tadi menanyakan apa yang dimaksud dengan...
sleet.
Untuk menjawabnya, simak penggalan monolog ini agar lebih jelas.
If the temperature is warmer than 2 degrees Celsius, then the snowflake will melt and fall as sleet rather than snow. It becomes a kind of icy rain.
Jika suhu udara lebih tinggi dari 2 derajat Celsius, maka kepingan salju akan meleleh dan akan jatuh dalam bentuk hujan salju basah. Jadi, semacam hujan yang sangat dingin. Penjelasan akan apa itu?
Sleet.
Terdapat pada kalimat kedua penggalan monolog tersebut. Jadi, jelaskan bahwa
sleet
adalah hujan yang sangat dingin karena mengandung salju atau es. Yuk kita lanjutkan ke pembahasan soal berikutnya.
Question number 4. When do snowflakes fall as powdery snow? A. When they fall through moist air. B. When they fall through cold, dry air. C. When they melt in the atmosphere. D. When the air temperature is warmer than 2 degrees centigrade.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
B. When they fall through cold, dry air.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, soal tadi menanyakan kapan kepingan salju jatuh sebagai salju berbentuk bubuk. Melissa menjelaskan bahwa kepingan salju yang jatuh pada udara yang dingin dan kering menghasilkan salju yang ringan berbentuk bubuk. Simak penggalan monolog berikut ini ya, agar lebih jelas.
Snowflakes that fall through cold, dry air produce light, powdery snow that does not stick together.
Jadi jelaskan bahwa
B. When they fall through cold, dry air
adalah jawaban yang paling tepat. Lanjutkan dengan pembahasan soal terakhir ya.
Question number 5. In the monologue, the speaker mentions when the temperature is slightly warmer than 0 degrees centigrade, the snowflakes will melt around the edges. The word slightly has the same meaning as A. A little, B. Exactly, C. Closely, D. Precisely.
Apa jawabanmu? Ya, jawaban yang benar adalah
A. A little.
Mengapa demikian? Sahabat cerdas, kata
slightly
berarti sedikit atau agak. Kata atau frasa yang bermakna sama dalam pilihan jawaban adalah
a little.
Jadi, jelaskan bahwa
a little
adalah padanan kata
slightly.
Sahabat cerdas, kamu telah menyelesaikan latihan 2 dengan baik. Sekarang bersiaplah mengikuti bagian terakhir dari program ini.
Okay, listen to the next track please. Be ready to follow the instructions.